This is CliffCentral.com.
Sipiwe Petros is the host of one of our shows here on CliffCentral.com, along with Lesego Mweza and Vaughn, and he has been a part of our family from day one. How are you, dude?
I'm all good, man.
Oh, let me put on your microphone. That would help. So, Sipiwe.
Yeah, man.
The last two or three times I've seen you, it has been at the gym, not here at work. So I know that you're the kind of person who takes health and wellness seriously.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's actually quite interesting how we keep on bumping into the gym at the same time. We seem to go to the gym at the same time.
At least we're going.
Yeah,
there's
proof.
There's evidence now.
Exactly. We're almost holding each other accountable. And health and well-being is definitely something that's very important. If I want to live my best life, I got to take care of my body because it's going to carry me through this life, right?
Right, it's your meat vehicle.
Exactly. That's the thing. So I pay special attention to my exercise just as much as I pay special attention to what I eat.
So let's talk about that, because the reason that we woke you up extra early this morning and brought you in here was because we are talking about how you start your day,
yeah,
and what you eat and how you power yourself through. You know, a lot of people will just eat whatever's around.
Yeah.
A lot of people will have very bad food first thing in the morning. They keep telling us breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But what do you do? I mean, what's your routine?
So I always kick it off with a cup of coffee in the morning because I just need to get through the day first and
foremost.
Right,
so that gives you some energy.
Yeah, it gives me some energy, and I really feel like God is in a cup of coffee. That's how I feel sometimes. And then I definitely kick it off with my fire opportunity for the day.
All right.
And that's usually a bowl of All Bran Flakes. I really love the All Bran Flakes because I actually don't even put in strawberries and all the fancy stuff that other people do.
Who has the time?
Who has the time, right?
I've got to.
You put it in?
Yeah, because it's like, again, it goes back to the pizza thing, Gareth. It's your canvas for awesomeness, nutrition-wise.
Oh, yeah?
Lay it down, throw it up there.
I'm more of the guy that has my All Bran with a little bit of sugar just to add that sweetness to it, and then it goes down so nicely with warm milk. You have to have the warm milk.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, So I enjoy it like that, and that's my usual breakfast for the day. And it really keeps me going, gives me a lot of energy, and we can definitely tackle on the day and dominate.
All right, so you need a bit of protein, bit of fiber, bit of energy first thing in the morning. But I suppose through the course of the day, and this is where I struggle, you're meant to also stay away from the bad stuff.
Mm.
And that's really hard because the bad stuff is so easy to find and it's cheap.
And accessible.
And it's tempting, man.
Yeah, I feel you, man. But you got to discipline yourself at the end of the day. And don't blame yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself if you submit to the temptation every now and then. I think that's why we go into the gym during the day, and that's why we kick off our days with a proper breakfast. If we're disciplined in how we start our day, then at least we won't feel too bad if we have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. That's how I see life. We can't be too hard on ourselves.
Now, you qualified in engineering. You're a brand ambassador for a number of brands. You've got your show here on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah.
And you're also a speaker. So you meet lots of people, and they ask you probably what you do and what your advice is. And that's quite something. There's a lot of responsibility attached to that.
Yeah.
Do you ever say to people, like Gary Player does, "Hey, you're too fat. You shouldn't eat that." Or are you nicer about it?
I think I'm a lot nicer about it. I think I'm more encouraging. I've never felt that criticizing somebody has really developed anybody. So I'm more nice about it. You know, I'm more proactive. Let's focus on the solutions at the end of the day. What can we do to get to achieve the goals you want to achieve, you know?
When you talk about a healthy lifestyle and all the rest, you've touched on nutrition, you've touched on exercise. Are there any other aspects to this?
I think it's a mental and a mental well-being as well. How you view life. I think it's very important to be proactive about life and not only be swallowed or immersed in the problems of the days. Really try and be solution-oriented in the life that you live.
Yeah, you are one of those people who I follow you on Twitter, and you're never negative. I don't know how you do that, because I sometimes get into a bit of a negative spiral. I mean, sometimes reality just is overwhelming and you think, ugh, had enough of this.
Yeah.
Do you consciously work at that? Is it something that you refuse to put out negative messaging?
Yeah, so I do face negative times, and I'm not superhuman or anything, but I'm very intentional with my social media because there's already so much negative energy out there.
Mm.
So I don't want to be a contributing force to that. So I'd rather be intentional with a positive message, an encouraging message, a message that allows people to believe that they can do something with their lives. I think it's very important. Not a lot of people are doing out there, so I'm just trying to do my part at the end of the day.
And you like breaking barriers and inspiring people, but Do you believe that everyone has it in them to be healthy, to be successful, to be to step into their power? Or do you think that there are some people who have just too many obstacles in the way and there's no way they can win?
I think it's possible for everyone, but we have to choose to be successful. I think choice is the greatest gift you were ever given, and you need to take that choice and really direct it in the path that you want to go. I understand that life can be tough and we don't all go through the same problems and all of that, but you have everything you need in you to overcome the situation you're in, because I truly believe that you weren't in that situation by chance or anything. Yeah. There's something in you that you need to learn. The character is going to be developed in you. That's going to allow you to face even bigger battles in life and succeed.
What are your parents like? How did they raise such an optimistic, positive, inspiring dude?
So I think I was fortunate and blessed enough to have both parents in my life, and I've lived with my parents, and they really developed me in the way that I think we should all be developed as kids. My parents did something that's very powerful. You know, we learn about leadership, but leadership for me is example, and they were the greatest examples of what it means to be leaders. I mean, my parents continually challenged norms and broke barriers. For example, my dad was the first black student to graduate from the University of Port Elizabeth. So if my dad was doing stuff like that, he was the third black chartered accountant in South Africa.
Wow.
So I've got a high benchmark to really look
to aspire
up
to.
Yeah, to aspire to. So if what my dad achieved and what my mom achieved is my floor, how much more can I push up and really rise above my circumstances? They had a lot of circumstances that they went through. They went through the toughest times, but they rose above it.
Now, you studied engineering. You're not practicing as an engineer.
Yeah, I'm not practicing.
What made you choose engineering?
Well, I didn't want to choose engineering initially. Let's be honest. You live in a black household. Your parents say, no, you must choose something that's going to be like a safety net. You know,
uh-huh. All households, trust me.
Yeah. And I remember my mom.
My parents are like, no, you should do law. It's a good safety net.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember my mom, when I told her I wanted to go into the TV and acting space in matric, she said in Xhosa, I'll say it in Xhosa and then translate it. Said, "Ungalingi uphambane apha kwindlu yam. Don't be so crazy that you think you're going to be doing stuff like that in my house. This is my house. You can't do stuff like that. You got to be pursuing what I say. I'm paying the bills at the end of the day." So I honored my parents and I studied engineering. It was a flipping journey. It was a tough journey.
It's hard.
It's
people
flipping
tell
hard.
Me that's one of the hardest degrees to do. There's no shortcuts there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of failure. Trust me, there's a lot of failure on that journey.
Do they also start engineering by saying to you, look to your left, look to your right, there'll only be one of you left?
Exactly.
Do they always do that?
Yeah. Tux is always like that. I think in orientation week, that's the one thing that they always say. I remember in our chemistry class in first year, they said, only 4% of you are going to pass.
Oof.
I'm like, shucks.
Jeez. And one of them was you.
Yeah, eventually. Not the first time around. I had to go through it a couple of times. But that's the thing about life. I think we view failure as something that's final, but it isn't final. It's just a learning process. And we need to rise above failure and really see it as a stepping stone to our success.
Do you get down? Are you ever one of those people who goes through those? You said earlier you have these negatives, but I don't. Yeah. I'm trying to imagine you in that sort of mood. How long do you stay like that?
So I have my own pity parties every now and then, but they don't last long because I know that the solution is in me at the end of the day, and I've got to rise above it. I just got to have faith in the fact that the future is brighter than what my current situation is right now.
Where would you like to be?
Where would I like to be?
One day. What's the dream for 5 years or 10 years from now?
You know, I always have a problem with those types of questions because a lot of people say they want to be so far and all of that. For me, I want to take one step at a time. I see myself standing in front of millions of people and really influencing my generation in a major key way. Whether that's the presidency or whether that's, I don't know, a position that hasn't even been invented yet. I don't know what that is. But all I want to do is I really want to live my life and set an example to the people that are coming after me. It's all about setting a legacy that lives beyond my name. It's not about my children, it's not about my grandchildren, but my grandchildren's children. What that means right now, I'm still trying to figure out.
So you're planting trees for future generations.
Exactly.
That's huge. Thinking forward, man. I don't know a lot of people who think like that. Most people are like day to day.
Yeah.
How do I fill my stomach right now? How do I make it to the end of the day today? How do I get back into bed?
Nah, definitely. And that's why we have to make certain sacrifices today to reach that tomorrow that most people will never reach, you know? It's all about doing the things that are unconventional, the things that don't make sense, because it's in those things that you learn so much more about yourself so that you can push above certain barriers in the future.
Is it important that you surround yourself with people who think like you or who are positive about the world, who have a dream and an aspiration for themselves for the future, or can other people drag you down if you don't?
Okay, so I think it's very important to be intentional with your core group, the people that you surround yourself immediately with. But I think it's also very critical to immerse yourself with people that don't necessarily agree with you, just to get their point of view and get an understanding, because I feel like each and every day is an opportunity to learn, and we learn from each other at the end of the day. So your opinion might be different from mine, but I might learn something from you that will change my life forever. So it's important to meet new people. It's important to engage with them. But your immediate group, the people that you confide in, the people that counsel you, those are the people that are supposed to push you into your greatness. And you need the type of people that are like-minded, people that know where they're going as well and how we are going to grow together.
I like that. I like what you're saying, because I always feel at the end of the day, if I've learned something, or if I've changed something for the better, or if I've put a plan into action, I always feel like I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
And moving forward is just a good feeling, as opposed to staying where you are or going backwards, right?
Definitely, definitely. It's even if it's slow progress. Slow progress is still progress at the end of the day.
But if you're impatient like I am, it's not fun.
I think we're all impatient, but patience teaches us something that's very powerful. I mean, I think our character is developed in patience. And that's something that will take us further than even talent can take us.
I had a birthday coming up next week. And no, I'm not excited about it at all, because this is not where I want it to be.
Where did you want to be?
Ah, dude, I had big dreams and ambitions. I still do, but I don't know if it's still coming or if it's time for me to change direction. And you know, that's kind of, we have these mini crises around our birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
But I sometimes feel like maybe I set those goals too high, and that reality, that sometimes you should approach it from the point of view of wanting to be mediocre. I haven't ever done that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does feel like a fail-safe, and it does feel like a lot of people who think that way aren't as unhappy, because they don't have ambition. Like people who wake up in the morning and they don't really have anything that they need to achieve, anything they want to do. They don't necessarily want to change the world or even their own little corner of the world that much.
Yeah.
You see them and they go through life, and they never disappointed, because they didn't have a goal anyway. Right?
Shucks.
So whatever happens to them is like, yeah, that was okay. Go to sleep, wake up tomorrow.
But I could never live like that, because then it feels like you've settled. You've given up on life while you're in the middle of it, you know? Like, it's not even the second half yet, and you've already given up on the match, you know? For me, the thing is, if you didn't aim that high, do you think you would have come this far? We got to look at it that way. There's a different perspective that we look at it from. If you didn't aim that high, maybe you wouldn't have come this far. And if you haven't come this far, that means you won't have really influenced as many people. You know?
Yeah, but the problem is also you either aspire to people who are way, way ahead of you.
Yeah.
Or you aspire just to be better than the people who you've already become better than. And I mean, the latter is just so depressing compared to what you could do in the
because
former.
Because you killed your growth then. You stunt your growth.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely important to keep on aspiring for more. Even if you never achieve it, I mean, you will have broken barriers and achieved stuff that other people couldn't do. And you might even inspire the person that will break through those barriers, you know?
Can you ever imagine having just become an engineer? Would that be the kind of life that you'd want? Is it something that, as your mother said, is something to fall back on?
I couldn't do it, eh? Like, I try to do it, you know?
By the way, we're not saying there's anything wrong with engineers.
Yeah, yeah.
There are great engineers.
Yeah.
So that's not, I'm by no means denigrating engineers. Thank God for them. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any of the things that we need around us.
Definitely. But I think it all comes to you and your identity and what you want to achieve with your life. Because I tried the whole engineering thing, but it wasn't me. You know, it was never me. And I decided I had to make a decision for myself to either pursue what I've always wanted to pursue or to settle for somebody else's dream, you know. Because it being an engineer is something that's wonderful. I mean, I broke barriers in my family specifically. There had been no other engineer in my family, which is great. But I never saw myself as just an engineer. It's great. It's a great career. I mean, it pays real well, trust me. But it wasn't about the money for me.
Well, if you want to hear more from Sipiwe, because I think there are a lot of people who are very inspired by you, and you go around the country, and I've seen you doing it. You speak to young people, and you help them to get their life on track and in order.
Yeah.
And that's you giving your free time. You don't do it for money. You do it because you love doing it.
Yeah, definitely.
And spread that love, spread that inspiration around, man. You're good at it.
Thanks a lot.
Hashtag brand new day. That's BRANNEWDAY. Brand new day. Life hacks that help you live a more balanced, healthy, and fulfilled life, powered by Kellogg's All Brand. And this morning, that is Sipiwe Petros in a nutshell.
This is CliffCentral.com.